This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In just a few hours, U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in Geneva at a time of tense relations between Russia and the West. The meeting is scheduled for 1 p.m. local time in Switzerland. It's expected to last 4 to 5 hours. A Biden aide has told reporters that nothing is off the table, but cautioned that officials do not expect what that aide called a big set of deliverables. That is, not much in the way of concrete results as expected from the meeting. Likely to be on the agenda are Russia's involvement in Ukraine, jailed Russian dissident Alexei Navalny, and ransomware attacks on U.S. businesses and government agencies that appear to have originated on Russian soil. The White House said Saturday that Biden would appear alone at a post-summit news conference, unlike former President Donald Trump, who addressed reporters together with Putin following their 2018 summit in Helsinki. At that time, Trump contradicted his own intelligence agencies by saying he had no reason to doubt that Putin's assertion that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. For his part, Putin told the United States NBC News on Friday that the U.S.-Russia relationship has, quote, deteriorated to the lowest point in recent years. Putin spoke to NBC on Friday. The interview aired in full on Monday. Putin has rejected U.S. claims that Moscow and Russian hackers are carrying out debilitating cyber attacks on American companies and government agencies. You can keep up with this story, the progress of the meeting with Putin, and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.